Imagine a postcard sliding into your hand. Thick, warm, with a soft touch finish that barely whispers when you rub it. You glance at the logo, and for a moment, the world slows. This feels like a brand that cares. That little tactile pause, it turned a 1% direct mail response into 5% for a local client we worked with last year. Today, we're unpacking how texture and material cues do that heavy lifting for brands. Stick with me. By the end, you'll know how to sketch, specify, and test tactile design that convinces customers to buy. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here. Today, we're focused on tactile design, why texture matters, how to design for it, and how to use tactile cues to lift conversions across packaging, print, and digital imagery.
Quick roadmap. First, we'll cover the psychology behind touch and the basics of material cues. Then we'll get hands-on with sketch prompts, spec language, and affordable finish options. Finally, we'll walk through a real-world case study and a one-minute imagination break you can do anywhere. Ready? Let's dig in.
Segment 1. Foundation. Why does texture matter? Human perception is multisensory. Even when you can't actually touch something, visual hints about surface and material trigger memory of touch. A matte paper with a subtle grain signals craftsmanship. A glossy, high-contrast finish signals polish and energy. That split-second inference affects trust, price perception, and purchase intent.
From a neuroscience angle, texture cues activate somatosensory associations. Our brains map visual texture to imagined tactile sensation, premium food, and boutique services.
Let me share a studio before and after. We redesigned a small candle brand's packaging. Before, glossy white box, flat logo, thin paper. After, warm, uncoated board, soft touch laminate on the logo panel, blind deboss for the mark, and a muted foil accent. Conversion on the product page increased, average order value rose, and customer feedback mentioned the delightful unwrapping in multiple reviews. That's tactile design translating into measurable results.
A quick myth buster. Tactile design is not only for high budgets. Small changes, paper choice, selective varnish, or even photography that emphasizes shadow and microtexture can create perceived value without breaking the bank.
And importantly, tactile choices must align with brand story. A raw, recycled board with visible fibers tells a different story than a smooth, soft-touch finish. Match material cues to message and audience expectations. That's where the real power is.
Segment 2, deep dive and tools. Let's get hands-on. First, sketch prompts that force tactile thinking. When you start a concept, add three columns beside your thumbnail: tactile adjectives, production notes, and visual cues. Example entries: velvety matte, soft touch laminate, muted highlights and low glare, or crisp luxury, 120-pound silk stock, spot gloss on logo type. Write those phrases into the sketch so tactile intent is never an afterthought.
Second, spec language for printers and vendors. Be direct and descriptive. Sample brief line. Cover, 130 to 150-pound uncoated stock. Finish, soft touch aqueous on primary panel, spot UV gloss on word mark, 1.0mm blind deboss for logo. If you want foil, apply single pass cold foil, 23 to 24 micron, satin finish. These phrases avoid ambiguity and keep quotes predictable.
Third, low-cost experiments. At-home tests are invaluable. Tape two paper samples to a postcard, one uncoated, one coated. Rub your thumb across each and photograph the macro texture in natural sidelight. If you send samples to clients, include a small written prompt. Please rub and listen. Which feels like your brand? Simple physical comparison,
builds consensus fast.
Digital tactics. Simulate texture in photography and mockups. Use angled light to exaggerate surface relief. Include macro shots of paper grain and add layered shadowing and composited product shots to imply thickness. Also consider animated micro interactions on web. Subtle shadow shifts or a lift effect on hover can suggest a tactile edge.
Tooltip. When you export mockups for client approval, include a one-line tactile note under each image. Suggested finish, soft touch laminate on front, uncoated reverse. That keeps conversation focused on material outcomes, not just color and layout.
Quick printing insight. Many finishing options are widely available. Soft touch laminate, uncoated stocks with natural tooth, satin or matte aqueous coatings, spot gloss, emboss deboss, and cold foil. Communicate which effects are cosmetic versus structural. For example, embossing is visual and tactile, but impacts folding and dye lines, so factor manufacturing costs early in the spec phase.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Case study. A small specialty coffee roaster wanted to reposition from local to artisan premium. We layered tactile cues across the brand. Thicker bag sample with matte finish and heat-sealed textured label. Stationery printed on uncoated board with letterpress logo. And social photos emphasizing close-ups of beans and paper folds. The result? Online checkout rate rose by 18% and wholesale leads improved.
Now, an imagination break. Close your eyes for 30 seconds and picture this. You open a package. The outer sleeve has a faint grain under your fingers. The inner card slides out with a soft whisper. The logo sinks slightly into the paper under your thumb. How did that make you feel? Hold that feeling. It's the emotional effect you want your designs to trigger.
If you want to try this now, pick one existing asset, a business card, a label, or a social product shot, and apply one tactile experiment. Swap the mockup to an uncoated stock, or add a spot gloss on your logo in the image. Test with 5 users or colleagues, and ask which feels more premium. Small ABs like this reveal big insights.
Key takeaways. First, start with the brand story and map tactile cues to that story. Second, specify tactile intent in sketches and briefs with clear language so vendors and clients align. Third, test affordably. Low-cost samples, macro photography, and small ABs will prove impact before large investments. Those 3 moves elevate perceived value and improve conversion potential.
2 quick actions to take this week. 1. Grab a current asset and run a tactile test using a different finish or a textured mockup. 2. Register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download our tactile design template and sample finish briefs so you can start specifying finishes like a pro.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparks something in you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Next episode, we'll explore color temperature and conversion, how warm and cool palettes shift buyer psychology. Until then, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly. Connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.